This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Our first two segments with a guy who is very, very interesting. Self-made man who lives right now in Chicago, Illinois, grew up on a farm in northern Illinois where he really, as he told me when we were talking offline, learned the value of the work ethic. Adam started a company, and it basically is entitled, he's the CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com. It's the largest private repository of U.S. public sector spending. His works have been featured on Good Morning America. Boy, I got to tell you, I bet you they loved you there, Adam. ABC World News Tonight, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Fox, Forbes, CNN. There's got to be another organization that you probably have to do a little bit of clarification with, and also the Chicago Tribune. Pretty interesting man. Adam, tell us a little bit about your company, first of all, and then I want to hear about your book, Operation Drain the Swamp.
Well, thank you very much, Al, for your
pleasure.
Interest in our work. At OpenTheBooks.com, we're a public charity. So we have the unique objective to capture and post online every dime taxed and spent at every level of government across the entire country. We describe that in a phrase called Every Dime Online in Real Time. Your listening audience can come to our website at OpenTheBooks.com, and they can search, for instance, 16 million public employee salaries at every level, even right in your own backyard, school districts, municipalities, by zip code across the whole country, all federal spending, most state spending in 47 out of 50 states, and many of the retirement annuity pensions that are also doled out. So we're the world's largest private database of government spending.
And the government spending is huge. I would have to say that it is probably getting, not probably, from what I understand, under President Reagan, is getting reined in quite a bit. But a lot of my colleagues would say, no, you're wrong, government spending is up. But, you know, then you have to define what is government spending and what do you mean by up. Can you comment on that?
Well, I think what everyone's referring to in terms of additional government spending is the Republicans in Congress greenlighting these omnibus spending bills, where they spend even more money than what President Obama spent during his term. And right now, Al, you know, there's $21 trillion worth of long-term debt. We did an analysis of what that means per man, woman, and child across the country, and that $65,000 for each of us, a family of four, it's $250,000. Nobody's got a plan to pay that back, but what we do know is it starts with scaling back the size, scope, and power of the federal government. I think the president is with us on this objective, and all of our findings show that the federal government is very expensive and riddled with waste and taxpayer abuse.
Well, my question is this. Having a fairly strong economic background, I simply do not understand how we got in this position, number one. It just had to be selfish actions, selfish, unthinking, irresponsible actions on the part of the folks in Washington, D.C. But you know what, Adam, I got to tell you, I can't see, given the point where our society has evolved, I think if you cut government spending, you're going to have violence in the streets because too many people are 100% dependent on the dole. And I'm not really sure that's changeable. What do you think?
Well, let's just take a look. To your point, let's just take a look at the federal bureaucracy. At the start of the year, we literally mapped the swamp Trump inherited, the last year, fiscal 2016, the last year of the Obama administration. It's 2 million federal bureaucrats. We put them on an interactive map, mapped to their government employer's zip code.
Mm-hmm.
There was 30,000 zip codes where a federal bureaucrat now works across the country. In 78 large agencies, the average salary now exceeds six figures, $100,000 a year. But it's not only the salaries, it's also 1 million performance bonuses. It's also 8.5 weeks of paid time off. That's 10 holidays, 13 sick days, and 20 vacation days. It's also, when they retire, a gold-plated pension plan that's not subject to the Freedom of Information Act. You and I don't have access to a retired member of Congress, a federal bureaucrat, a U.S. senator, on what they get for the rest of their lives that we're paying for on their pension. So all of these different fights at OpenTheBooks.com, with our honorary chairman, Dr. Tom Coburn, the legendary former U.S. senator from Oklahoma, mm-hmm. all of these fights were on it to scale back the largesse from the American taxpayer, quite simply to the swamp, to the federal bureaucracy at every level.
Well, it's amazing to me how people have really scammed the system. There's no question about that. One thing that I think is interesting is that Trump supporters in 16 and before that, and even those people supporting Bernie Sanders on the left, really felt that the system was rigged for insiders. Now, I got to tell you, man, I'm a conservative, but I have to tell you, I think Bernie Sanders got absolutely screwed in that election. Dirty politics, in my opinion, on the part of the Clinton campaign is an understatement.
Yeah, well, I completely agree with you, and I completely agree with the frame you just posited. It's something we talk about frequently. The American people fundamentally understands that the system has been gamed for personal gain by mm-hmm. insiders, mm-hmm. that it's rigged. Sanders ran on it from the center left, and Trump ran on it from the center right. I think most people in this country can agree that's the case. What we do at OpenTheBooks.com and what we've outlined in this book, Operation Drain the Swamp, is just how bad it is, not only on salaries and perks and pension, but also on where these bureaucrats spend our tax dollars.
You know, I want to talk a little about an example that Sandy, your publicist, used, and that is many Americans likely know who the Reverend Minister Louis Farrakhan is. He founded the Nation of Islam, but do they also know that he's a farmer? He received more than $317,000 in federal farm subsidies and commodities loans at his home address in Hyde Park, Chicago, during a 16-year period. Hey, man, that's crooked, in my opinion.
Well, we unearthed this. Nobody knew about this. It was through what was called a public charity that the IRS had no record of, that the Illinois Attorney General, who monitors charitable activity in the state of Illinois, she had no record of it. The corporation record of the public charity was expired at the Illinois Secretary of State, yet they still had a website up where they were accepting, quote, tax-deductible donations, and they had, quote, a farm in Georgia. But the farm subsidy checks, as you rightly mentioned, hundreds of thousands of dollars of them over the course of a 16-year period were actually mailed not to the farm in Georgia, but to Louis Farrakhan's home, his home in Hyde Park, Chicago.
Yeah. Well,
it just may be perfectly legal that Farrakhan's a farmer, but it is not legal
to hold yourself out as a public
charity if you're not.
Yeah, is it ethical is the question.
Well, it's not ethical.
Of course not.
You know, it's our money and we're funding all of it.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the magnitude of the swamp. In your introduction to the book, and I want to talk a little bit about the book in the next segment, the book is entitled Operation Drain the Swamp. Now, is it a swamp or is it an ocean? I would maintain that it is an ocean dwarfing the size of the major oceans in the world today. Last comment, if you will. We've got about 10 seconds left here, and then we have to take a quick commercial break.
Well, Investor's Business Daily called our report the best report ever done on this, quantifying the size and scope of the federal government. It is an ocean. You're exactly right, Al.
Okay, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Real quick break for a commercial. I'm going to be right back with Adam. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
To Washington, D.C., a private meeting over at the office, executive office of the president, the Office of Budget and Management. And over at OMB, they said that they are going to carry forward into the president's 2019 budget to Congress, scaling back the 8.5 weeks of paid time off that federal bureaucrats get after just 3 years of public service. So they instead of 43 days, they're going to try to scale that back to 30 days. Now, 30 days is still more than what we would get in the private sector,
but it is
a big step in the right direction, which would save $6 billion a year. So, so the president, you know, he's got good instincts. He's up for the fight, and he'll get even more done if he's backed by we the people.
But the question is he going to be backed? I mean, we have got a civil war going on in this country that I think is absolutely amazing, Adam. I have to tell you, I really do think we do. Any opinion on that?
So I do think it's it is a battle between the people and the citizens versus the powerful, entrenched insiders and elites. And I think that's the scope of the battle. The insiders have dialed themselves into the public checkbook. One of the in this book, Operation Drain the Swamp, everybody can purchase a copy at Amazon. One of the things that we write about is we quantified the federal flow of funds, our taxpayer dollars, into the 8 colleges of the Ivy League over a 6-year period. And on federal direct payments and grants, subsidies and special tax treatment of their $120 billion endowment funds, the Ivy League gleaned $42 billion from the American taxpayer. And there is no public purpose for these elite schools to be dialed into working and middle-class taxpayer checkbooks to such a degree to fund their operations. And that's just one small example of, again, how the system's been gamed for the personal gain of the insiders and elites.
Let's talk about the motivation between this literally millions of dollars to the Ivy League schools. Why do you think that's going on?
Well, I think that government is seated with folks that graduated from those schools, and they have power and influence, and our elected leaders typically have come at the highest levels from those schools. So they've had a seat to power for decades, and I think they have reaped the benefits.
Well, I would have to say I agree with that 100%. I mean, what a tangled web, for lack of better terms. This particular web, Adam, basically infiltrates all levels of federal government. Where do you think it's going to go, man?
So I do think that we will get reform when the citizens have had enough. Right now, and Republicans in Congress, you can see it by the way they vote, they're not feeling the heat. They haven't seen the light from the American people because they keep greenlighting these huge budgets. And it's, you know, our honorary chairman, Dr. Tom Coburn, identified it a long time ago as one of the forces standing in the way is careerism. These Republicans feel that the fastest way for their career to get reelected is to keep spending our money. When it becomes a voting issue to cut the pork, to cut the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, then we'll get reform. And here's a small story of what's at stake. In the last year of the Obama administration, we mapped the 500,000 grant transactions that amounted to $600 billion. We mapped them by zip code. Right now, if you go to openthebooks.com, you can click on the big graphic, where's the pork, in the middle of our homepage. That'll take you to this interactive map. And it's fascinating. You can click pins in your own backyard. Those are the zip codes. And you can see who received how much from which federal agency for what purpose. And it's absolutely stunning. There is a grant, Al, for everyone. If you're a California prostitute, the American taxpayer put $1.5 million into sex ed for California prostitutes. And they could probably teach the class.
Wow, that is amazing. That is really amazing. I don't understand whatsoever the rationale behind that. I have to say, you know, I was listening. We're recording this, you guys out there, on July 5th. And I listened to, I'm a real patriot, and I listened to the Macy's, you know, God Bless America show on July 4th. And I'll tell you, I got tears in my eyes. You know why? Because I love the United States, but I do not love what our country has evolved into. I liken the United States to a human being growing up. When a human being grows up, basically you're going to have good times and bad times. And a lot of liberals would say right now we have really bad times. And I would say, you know, that's a matter of opinion, but I would also have to say that I personally believe that the good times are right around the corner. Mr. Joesky, what do you think? Would you agree with that?
I agree with that. I mean, love him or hate him, what the Trump administration has done is he has put a focus on exactly what is going on in this country mm-hmm. at every level.
Mm-hmm.
So he is shining the light, and the rats are scurrying, and people don't like that. And he, you know, I mean, he could do some things on the personal side to make himself lighter to lift, but the policy is, I think the American people are fundamentally understanding the benefits to Trump policy, whether it's economics, foreign policy, or across the board.
You know, I don't know, we're going to be talking about that very subject later on in this particular edition of KER Politics. I'm not sure that the public really understands that, and the only reason I say that is, sure, a portion of the public does understand it, but the fact of the matter is, you got some folks out there that are so self-centered, they are so looking out for themselves that, you know, they don't care about the country in total, in my opinion. Comments?
Well, if you add up all the debt at every level, here in Illinois, which is the Super Bowl of corruption, just yes. in my home county, there's $3.3 billion worth of bonded long-term debt.
Yeah.
That's not including the 20,000 of unfunded pension liability per man, woman, and child with the Illinois pensions. And then you have the federal $21 trillion worth of debt at 65,000 per man, woman, and child. And that doesn't even include the unfunded liabilities on Social Security and health care programs and things like that. So nobody at any level has an idea how any of this gets paid back. What the elites are doing is they're lining their own wallets, and when it collapses, they're out of here. They're out of here. They are fat and happy, and that seems to be what the game plan is.
I would agree with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take another commercial break. Sorry, we're going to be right back with Chris Temple talking again about some KER Politics issues. If you want to get a copy of Operation Drain the Swamp, just follow the link on our home page. Mr. Joesky, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Val. Thanks for your interest in our work.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Segment 7 of KER Politics. You know, I have to tell you, our previous guest, I think, is a really interesting guy, the author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Inexpensive read. It's going to cost you $6 if you decide to read it. This guy has got hard fact behind everything that he writes. Adam Andrzejewski is, I think, a pretty good guy. I think he's a pretty good American. Here's another good guy and another really good American, and that's Chris Temple. Chris, we have an interesting situation with the Supreme Court right now. It was very predictable, given the age and the health condition of many of the elderly judges. We've got the opportunity for the president to basically appoint another judge as early as this coming Monday. What are your thoughts on that? How do you think it's going to pan out?
Well, by all appearances, Al, the president is going to nominate someone very much like his nominee right after he was inaugurated, Justice Gorsuch, who in turn was very much like perhaps the two best justices, in my opinion, on the court in my adult lifetime, those being Antonin Scalia, the late Justice Scalia, and Clarence Thomas.
Yep.
So he wants somebody on there who is going to be more of a federalist, less of an interventionist, more inclined to allow states and local governments to maintain what little bit of power they have left under the gutted 10th Amendment, which is really, you know, the gutting started with the Civil War, and it's only gone downhill since. So I think people can get their expectations up too much who think that the Supreme Court is going to ride to our rescue. I could tell you a lot of stories about that. But by and large, I think that the pick we're going to get who will replace Justice Kennedy will be an improvement on the court. And for those that don't know, and you should read on this, Justice Gorsuch actually in many ways had a more liberal record in his short stint so far on the court than even Justice Kennedy did, who was retiring. The difference is that you need to put liberal in quotes. It's like Ludwig von Mises once wrote about liberalism in the classical tradition, meaning libertarian. So that is what we want. We don't want what has passed for a lot of conservatives, including, unfortunately, the Chief Justice Roberts, where they are statists. They're only conservative when it comes to galvanizing the power of the powerful few and of corporations. We want someone who's consistent. I think we got that in Gorsuch, and I think we will probably get that in Trump's next nominee that we're going to learn about Monday night.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting day, to say the least. But I got to tell you, you think that Thomas was, you think it was tough to get him confirmed. This next guy is going to be virtually impossible. There is no way that the progressives are going to let this one slip by using only common sense. It's going to be a political battle par excellence, in my opinion.
Well, there will be a political battle. I think it was humorous in some respects, but it also tells you about how the opposition, for lack of a better term, thinks. I vividly remember, well, we may see this again next Monday, when prior to that evening press conference at the White House, when Trump brought out Justice Gorsuch, or Justice the nominee Gorsuch, you literally had people outside the Supreme Court camped out with placards with a blank space, Al, saying block and then a blank space, or oppose and then a blank space. Nobody knew who his nominee was going to be. You just write it in afterwards. Because you've got people who, it doesn't matter what the president says or does, are going to oppose him. He could nominate, he could surprise everybody and nominate Ralph Nader. And you'd have people outside of Supreme Court Monday night writing in Nader just because that's what they're conditioned to do. Probably don't even know who the hell he is. Not understanding that they would, if they understood his policies, be happy that, at such a nomination. So you're going to have people who are going to oppose this just for the sake of opposing it. So we'll see who it is. I mean, the serious betting money is on Brett Kavanaugh, who's always on Trump's short list. He's a circuit court of appeals justice for the D.C. circuit, and by most reports, he'd be pretty much a clone of Gorsuch.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. You know, it's our government has gotten to be so dysfunctional that common sense and impartiality, and by that I mean, I don't mean I don't care impartiality, but I mean willing to look at things from a somewhat impartial perspective. I don't think you're going to see that at least until 2022, Chris. I really don't. I'm sorry, 2020. I don't think you're going to see it.
Well, time will tell. But again, I need to dissuade people who think that the country is going to be saved single-handedly by the Supreme Court. Don't forget, and I alluded to this in my comment a minute ago, that in modern days you have to put the term conservative in quotations, because a lot of times conservative justices have been very much supportive of the growing police state we have in America, favoring corporate and banking rights versus individual rights. But I got to tell a quick story. I think we have time for this, Al. I'll never forget this. Back when Reagan appointed Robert Bork, who was the best jurist appointed by any president in the 20th century, in my opinion. Nevertheless, when myself and a friend of mine, who I actually was hosting, this guy was a lecturer on monetary issues, the Federal Reserve, and so forth. This fella and I were sitting in my living room during the Bork confirmation hearings. Judge Bork was being grilled, of course, by the Democrats on there. Everybody's hysterical, as they are going to be again now, that, oh, Reagan appointed someone who's going to overturn Roe versus Wade and all these kind of things. And
not Reagan, Trump. I made that same mistake earlier, by the way. I refer to Trump as Reagan. I hope nobody picks it up. And now, and now, obviously, they will.
Yeah, but anyway, Judge Bork was sitting there, and I don't remember which of the Democrat senators, Al, it was that asked him the question, but they said, and I'm paraphrasing the question, Judge Bork, you have said that in the past the Supreme Court has made many errors where they have essentially legislated from the bench. They have read so-called rights into the Constitution that don't really exist or are not under the purview of the federal government. Would you be kind enough to give us a for instance? And, of course, everybody in the room, everybody watching the hearing on television, thought that Bork was going to say what? Roe versus Wade. But do you remember what his answer was, Al?
No, I don't, actually.
The legal tender cases of the Civil War era, mm-hmm. where he said, in part, in order to be able to prosecute and win the war between the states, President Lincoln and his Supreme Court at that time took under the federal government powers of money and credit with the Lincoln greenbacks and debt and all this kind of stuff that were never contemplated in the Constitution and would never have been allowed in the Constitution. And yet, Bork turned right around and said, but if a case on that came before me on a Supreme Court, I would respect stare decisis and I would not vote to overturn that because we all use funny money today, and so I'd be crazy to overturn it. So people have to dial down their expectations that a Judge Kavanaugh, or Justice Kavanaugh, if he's appointed and confirmed, or anybody, is going to overturn Roe or any one of any number of things, because at the end of the day, ideologies aside, the Supreme Court, first and foremost, is about maintaining the status quo and doing enough tinkering at the edges to keep us all entertained and engaged in what we think is a legitimate political and, in this case, judicial process.
Well, unfortunately, we have a major civil war going on. I hate to keep repeating myself, but I know it's true. I still have a tremendous amount of pride in our country. And I still think that President Trump is doing an okay job up to this point. Chris, thanks for coming in on short notice. I appreciate it, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back with Joshua Phillip of the Epoch Times. Stick around.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Josh, when you and I were chatting off mic, we talked about the hot buttons that are kind of going around the newsroom and the editorial staff at the Epoch Times. The first thing that you brought up was Iran. I am very interested in that because I firmly am convinced that Iran is not, they do not represent the good guys. How about you?
Yeah, fully agreed. Iran is the world's largest sponsor of terrorism, at least what's publicly stated. They back the, of course, Hamas, Hezbollah, they run the Revolutionary Guard, and they're very active in subversive operations meant to spread these radical ideologies around the world that are the fuel for terrorist movements. At the same time, they have a very active, people might not want to acknowledge it, nuclear weapons program. Of course, Obama made the nuclear deal with them, despite receiving, I think, well over $1 billion. You know, you could argue in released assets. Iran continued its nuclear programs. It was able to continue its ballistic missile programs through a separate agreement, which was not part of the Iran deal that Obama signed. And basically, when the deal ended, which Obama had signed, Iran would have been able to very rapidly complete its nuclear weapons program. Now that Trump has pulled out of it, Iran is basically going to Europe and telling European leaders, continue financing the agreement we signed with the U.S. If you don't, we're going to reopen our nuclear weapons program, which is a joke because they were doing it anyways. Mm-hmm. And now they have massive unrest in Iran. You have people protesting on the streets. Just recently there were Iranian forces firing on civilians, and there were civilians firing back at them in a recent turn of events. And so Iran right now is very destabilized. They've been receiving foreign aid, and they've been sending money to finance different radical movements around the world. Their channel for that is coming to an end, and so they're in a very tight place right now.
Yeah, they are. That's for sure. Now, I understand that the main perpetrator in Iran is not necessarily the Ayatollah, but it's a young kid who I was reading about probably last weekend. This guy's like 24, 25 years old, and he is really getting the people riled up. I don't know if you know about that.
Yeah. Okay. I understand there are a few different movements. Of course, you have the Iranian, say, main regime. You have the supreme leader and, you know, religious leaders and all these things who are kind of part of the same circle. It's important to remember the nature of the Islamic regimes that took power in the last, say, 50 years, especially Iranian Revolution in 1979. These were not, say, conventional Muslim or Islamic systems. These were started through kind of a mishmash between socialism and Islam. It was a reinterpretation of Sharia law, that Sharia is something that should be enforced by government. You can argue that, of course, Islam was always theocratic. But if you look at a lot of these countries prior to that, sure, they were still theocratic, but you had women looking like they were in, you know, 1970s California. You know, not like now. What it did was is it made the leaders of these countries into, say, figures protected as if they were religious figures. If you criticize the government, if you criticize the system, it's just like you're criticizing, say, you know, you're guilty of blasphemy. And this is how they've protected their regime. And they've also instituted extreme social controls, and people now are revolting against that. There are several movements in Iran, some of which I would say are decent, some of which I'd say are not good at all. It's a pretty confusing picture. So, I mean, it's hard to say which ones are good and which ones are bad at this point, looking at, I'd say, the surface. And I think it'll take some time to dig out which ones are the ones we should support, if support at all. So we'll see.
Well, I got to tell you, my man, I've been reading a lot of the criticism that's coming out about Trump right now. And one of the main areas of criticism is the fact that he bowed out of the agreement with Iran. I got to tell you, I am firmly convinced that that was a good move. How do you feel?
Yeah, so we did a special feature on that in the Epoch Times just recently. We looked into it, looked into every part of it. We gave Iran a ridiculous amount of money. Iran not only did not show any gratitude towards it, but they immediately became even more hostile and more, say, actively hostile. You know, they were charging our Navy ships with speedboats. They held our Navy troops hostage. I mean, posted videos of them crying. They continued their, you know, death to America chants. They continued financing terrorist movements, and they continued very actively different elements of their nuclear programs. They weren't doing the, say, enrichment process for the nuclear weapons, but they were continuing, say, other elements of it, including development of uranium for, say, what they were, you know, calling their nuclear energy programs. And they were still very active in their whole missile development programs. So Iran, the Obama agreement did nothing. It just gave them money to continue doing what they were doing, and it gave them a legal international shield and a ideological shield that protected them from media criticism.
Yeah.
Trump getting rid of it was one of the best decisions we could have made.
Well, the only comment that I can make about that is I think that the progressives would probably complain about virtually anything that Trump did. Now, I'm going to give you one example where I think they may have a point. I want to go down south in the Carolinas to the Red Hen restaurant, and the administration is very, very up in arms about the fact that Sarah was not allowed to be served in that particular instance. What I think is interesting, which I read this account in The Week magazine just last night, and that is I'm not really sure what the difference is between somebody whose religious convictions do not support gay marriage and that person owning a bakery. I think he or she has the ability to do whatever they want. And in terms of the question at the Red Hen, the only comment that I would make, and this is kind of off track, but I would have to say that if you own a business, I firmly believe that you can serve anyone who you want. Now, is not serving somebody like Sarah, is that really perhaps a real slam in the face of the U.S. government? I think it is, but I think she has a right. I think the owner has a right to do that. Where I think people don't have a right is the intern who ran into Donald Trump in the rotunda, a very public place, basically screamed across the entire distance between where she was standing and where Donald Trump was standing, screamed, you know, F-U-C-K, Mr. President. And I have to say, that goes above, in my opinion. that goes way into emotionalism and way above poor taste. It's terrible taste. You want to just give me a comment on that one, would you?
So this is my perspective. I mean, I also believe that businesses should have a right to deny service to whoever they feel they should deny service to. This is, of course, being compared to the baker who refused to bake a cake for a gay wedding because of his religion. Let's be clear. You know, Sarah was not asking them to, you know, bake a, you know, make a meal Republican themed and to bring out this big Republican themed meal. It was, you know, requesting normal services. Slightly different, of course. I mean, and in my opinion, again, I agree with you. I think people should be allowed to deny service if they so choose. But I think what that point, what that showed was the, how should I say it, double standards.
Yeah.
During the whole, you know, cake issue that's been going on for years, you had people talking about how discrimination was bad, how, you know, businesses shouldn't be allowed to discriminate based on, say, you know, race, creed, sexuality, whatever else.
Right.
As soon as it's on the other side, that whole argument goes out the window. People, they don't actually believe in what they claim to believe in. Yeah. It's just politics. It's just angry political, you know, attacks. They don't hold the creed they claim to hold. And I think that's what this actually shows.
I think I would have to agree with that. To me, that's a lot of common sense. Joshua Phillip, appreciate your time. Going to get you back on the show hopefully next week. Have a great weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.